This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The head of the United Nations has used a rare power to warn the UN Security Council of an impending humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a letter to the 15-member council that Gaza's humanitarian system was at risk of collapse after 2 months of war. Guterres invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter, which says the Secretary General may inform the Council of matters he believes threaten international peace and security. His spokesperson, Stefan Dujarric, said in a news conference,
"The Secretary General urges the members of the Security Council to press to avert a humanitarian catastrophe, and he appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared."
The 22-nation Arab group at the UN has strongly backed a ceasefire, but the United States, Israel's closest ally, has veto power in the Security Council and has not supported a ceasefire. I'm Karen Chamas.
The White House said on Thursday that Israel and Hamas are not close to another deal on a new humanitarian pause in their ongoing conflict. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters that hostages' families continue to be a terrific source of information, even as he had no news regarding their release.
We're still trying to get as much information as we can about the hostages that are being held. We have some information, as I said before, on some of the hostages, because their families are talking to us, and that's been a terrific source of information and context.
That was John Kirby speaking there. A day prior, leaders of the Group of Seven Nations called for further humanitarian pauses in the fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. The leaders also called on Iran to refrain from providing support to Hamas as well as Hezbollah and Houthi militants in the region. This is VOA News. The United Nations' top peacekeeping officials had defended its mission worldwide, even as many countries where peacekeepers operate are demanding their withdrawal. Undersecretary General for Peace Operations Jean-Pierre Lacroix said in Accra on Wednesday that missions were underfunded but still effective. He noted divisions among UN member states had hampered missions and said UN peacekeepers could operate in countries that allowed them. Japan has pledged $4.5 billion to Ukraine for its war against Russia. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida announcing Thursday, $1 billion of which is designated for humanitarian aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his daily address Thursday that Japan's decision to support Ukraine was very timely and much needed. Hunter Biden, U.S. President Joe Biden's son, has been indicted in the western state of California. We get more from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Hunter Biden has been indicted on 9 tax charges in California as a special counsel investigation into the business dealings of the president's son intensifies against the backdrop of the looming 2024 election. The new charges Thursday include 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors. They come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware, alleging Hunter Biden broke a law against drug users having guns in 2018. He had been previously expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors who said he failed to pay taxes on $4 million in personal income in 2017 and 2018. Defense attorneys have signaled they plan to fight any new charges. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
At a sentencing hearing for the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Judge Charles Hamlin says politicians' violence is not acceptable. We get more from the AP's Ben Thomas.
Sean Fix of suburban Detroit sent to prison for 3 years. Brian Higgins of Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, put on probation, telling the court,
"I'd like to apologize to the governor and to her family. Generally remorseful of the actions that took place."
Judge Charles Hamlin offered this.
"We have seen a marked transition in this country towards the acceptance of political violence, and that cannot take root and has to be reversed."
Sound courtesy Up North Live News. Investigators said Whitmer was targeted as part of an effort by anti-government rebels hoping to trigger a civil war. The results of the prosecutions were mixed. Overall, 9 of 14 charged were convicted. I'm Ben Thomas.
And for more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.